Welcome back to my podcast, and today I'm going to tell you guys a story of how a beautiful friendship turned into a dark one. So me and my friends had a pretty good relationship. We always talked to each other. We were always around each other. But then one of my friends got into a conflict with her other friend, who she just considered a friend, not a best friend. So yeah, she was always talking to her friend, right? And then one day, she decides to stop talking to each other, and they start fighting, they start Emily. Okay, I just don't know how to say it right now. Enemy? Yeah, enemy-nizing each other, if that's even a word. They just stop talking to each other, start calling each other enemy, start talking about each other behind their backs, stop being friends, and you know that. All that happened, I had nothing to do with the conflict, so whenever my friend complained, I would just listen to her. Okay, yes, you know, that type of listening. When you say you're listening, but you're not really paying attention, and then when they ask you a question, you're like, yeah, you're totally right. You know, that type of conversation thing. So I didn't really pay attention because I didn't feel like it was a really big deal. But that was not such a very good idea to do. Because it is a very big deal. Because me and my friend, we were supposed to be like best friends, but I didn't really pay attention to our conflict. And then, on the last day of school, last year, me and her exchanged phone numbers, and we said we'd call each other and stuff like that, and meet up with each other. And then I and she end up forgetting about the whole thing and just enjoying our summer, and then forgetting we ever gave each other our phone numbers. I literally remembered as soon as I was about to take a flight to Toronto to go see my gogo and my aunt. If you guys don't know what a gogo is, it's my grandma. It's just how I say it in my language. And yeah, so we went there. And then I kept, thinking about, maybe I should call her. That'd be weird. What if mom answers the phone? And then I just ended up forgetting about it again. Because, you know, when you travel, you have a lot of fun. And that's the situation I was in. So we're traveling, we're having fun, and all that. Then comes the first day of middle school. Yeah, the first day. Me and my best friend, we end up being in separate classrooms. And as you guys can kind of tell, keeping a relationship, a distant relationship, as in different classrooms, different teachers, different subjects, relationship, is not that easy because you are bound to make friends in your class because you're not just going to be that one kid that sits in the corner all the time by themselves. You're eventually going to learn everyone's name. You're eventually going to have to socialize. You're eventually going to make friends. So that's what happened. I made a lot of new friends. She made a lot of new friends. A lot of new friends who she never told me about, even though I told her all about my new friends. So we kept in contact for the first 2 weeks, and then she made a new friend. This girl's name, I'm not going to tell you her name, I'm going to call her Justice. So Justice was an okay friend. I mean, she's not mean. I ended up becoming frenemies with her because we don't always agree, and it's kind of like she's still my best friend, stuff like that, you know. But then we are also still friends. So as we continue our friendship, me and Justice decide it's okay to be friends, it's fine, no one's stole no one, blah, blah, blah. And then my friend, I'm gonna call her Amulet. I made a new friend in my class, her name was Amulet. We had actually been previous friends the last year because we were in the same class, me, my best friend. I'm actually gonna name my best friend. My best friend is a girl. But I'm gonna call her Maisie. My best friend Maisie. And what did I just call my other friend? Okay, since I forgot her name, I'm gonna call her Amulet, Maisie, and Justice. Okay? The other girl whose name started with an A, I'm changing it to Amulet, okay?
For me, Amulet and Macy were best friends. We always talked to each other. But then Amulet started drifting off, making friends with boys. You know, just like friendships, like rough friendships. And you started playing soccer with them, and hockey, and basketball, and all those boy sports. You know what I'm talking about.
So that's just what she did. And as she did that, she said she enjoyed herself and she didn't really want to play with us at recess, and we understood. So me and Macy just talked to each other. We had a good friendship. We would just go in the backfield on the hills and play with each other. And yeah. But fast forwarding to now, me and her have stopped talking. She's now like a best friend of Justice, and she's not really talking to me anymore, and I'm not really talking to her anymore. We sometimes talk, but me and Amulet are now better conditional friends than we ever were before, like me and Macy ever were before. So now we're better conditional friends, and we're having a lot of fun together, and you know, because she also stays after school care as me, and she's in the same class as me. And me and Macy just stopped talking. So this happened today, this Friday, November 15th, 2019. I was coming back from guided literacy, which is where you go into a different classroom, in my case the portable, and read at your level. I read with the grade sixers. So I read at a grade six level, but apparently I'm not as good as I was last year. I don't know why. Anyways, yeah.
So I was coming back from guided literacy, and she is coming to my class to go tell my teacher something that her teacher told her to tell my teacher. And then she's like, hey, she said my name, but I'm not going to tell you my name yet. And then I was like, hi. And then she's like, how are you? I'm like, I'm fine, and you? And then she's like, I'm fine. She turns around and starts walking to my teacher. It's like she literally doesn't care I even exist anymore. She just walks away from me, and it's like, seriously, you start a conversation, now you have to finish it. But she doesn't. So I just continue on with my life. I made a new friend. Her name, I don't want to tell you her real name, but I'm going to call her... What should I call her? I feel like I'm naming an animal right now. I'm gonna call her Katie. So me and Katie sit next to each other. We're like kind of best friends, I guess you could say that. We would talk to each other, and we were sending notes in class. The thing is, we would never get in trouble because we're using invisible ink, so it was fine. Because she had an invisible ink pen and she let me borrow it, and then we started writing notes to each other. While the teacher was giving us qualification facts, even though I did get all of them right, so I'm still fine because I was actually paying attention as we were doing it. So we continue on in class, we're having fun, we're doing good, blah blah blah. And then here comes the end of the day. I see Macy. Macy sees me. She looks at me, she turns around, and she just walks away. And it's like, I'm right here. Are we not gonna talk to each other? And like, Macy, wait up. I say hi, and then she just continues walking. Like, she literally doesn't care. And this is a quite long story. So I'm gonna tell you guys the rest of the story in our next podcast, next Friday, next week. November, what day will it be on 7th, in 7 days, so 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, on November 22nd, we will see you guys there, goodbye!